You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Archaeology isn't just about digging into prehistory and coming up with arrowheads, pottery shards, and mastodon bones. It can also give us a window into the not-too-distant past, say, the campus of Michigan State University, around 1860. That's what Autumn Beyer is doing in her work with the MSU Campus Archaeology Program. She's studying what students and professors ate in the early days of Michigan State and how they got that food. Autumn Beyer is a second-year PhD student in archaeology and with us now. Welcome, Autumn.
Good to be here.
Now, these days, if a college student wants a quick bite or a midnight snack outside the campus dining halls, we can swing over to Chipotle or Five Guys. So take us back to Michigan State's early period, 1855 to 1870. What options did hungry students have?
It was very limited. Back in this period, all the students lived on campus, and most of the faculty did as well. And that's because that's just when the campus was being formed. So the students would work half the day and they'd actually build the campus the other half. So there wasn't a town surrounding them. It was a swamp. So if they wanted other food, they would have to travel to Lansing, which was a really difficult thing to do because there wasn't an actual road. So for getting extra food or things like that, they'd end up going picking berries or go fishing in the river or even going hunting for turkey or deer.
I suspect, you know, people may have come from farms or may have not everybody came from cities. So people were used to going out and snagging a wild turkey.
Yes, definitely. There was a story of two students who actually went hunting for a turkey and they ended up getting it and they brought it to one of the professor's houses and they found out that this other professor was actually trying to hunt this same turkey that day. So they all shared it for dinner, which so it turned out good in the end that everybody got some turkey. It wasn't just the students who were, in a sense, foraging or hunting on campus.
When we think of that early period, Autumn, 1855 to 1870, what kind of things were people eating when they sat down at the dinner table?
We've been doing a lot of research into this, not just through the archaeological remains, the animal bones that we found in the privy or like the toilet that was associated with one of the first dormitories on campus, Saints Rest. But we've also been going to the archives on MSU's campus and looking through the purchasing records. And we're able to see the different types of food that they've been buying. So things like steak and mutton, salted pork, salted beef, a lot of crackers, which is interesting. But they've also had some really interesting imported foods as well, which I was very surprised to see, like Lake Superior whitefish and halibut.
And I'm wondering why it's important in 2016 to uncover and understand MSU's hunting and gathering past.
Well, it's part of MSU's history. As technically an MSU alum, I did my undergrad here and graduated in 2013, and now I'm back for my PhD. I love hearing about MSU's history and MSU's past, and just knowing more about the area in Michigan in general of what was going on to me is fascinating, and understanding how they were getting these different resources in this very isolated area that was campus at the time.
When you think of the campus of the time, you're saying basically it's, what was it, swamp and woodlands that surrounded it?
Yep. It was mostly swampy. That's why MSU built their campus there. Nobody else, I think, really wanted the land, and it was open to take. So these students were actually filling in the landscape and building the buildings, some of them that are, there's some still on campus, like building their dormitories, the faculty houses, the different classroom buildings, things like that. They were building all of these things that they were actually then using as students.
Autumn Beyer is a PhD student. She's an archaeologist, and she is with Michigan State University digging into the hunting and gathering past at Michigan State. Great talking with you about your work, Autumn. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.